Today my guest is Robert Jacoby. Robert, how are you?
Excellent. Very nice meeting you, Dave.
Now, you're a Joomla guy, right? You're a PHP guy, correct?
PHP, and built on top of that is Joomla.
But you're doing some stuff with Azure also.
Absolutely. We've been working.
Isn't that interesting?
We've been working with Microsoft for a number of years, mostly because Microsoft has a great platform for cloud services for open source tools.
So tell me about your company. What exactly do you do?
So Arc Technology Group is a 14-year-old web development content management firm. We've built our own content management platforms, and about 10 years ago, we moved to using Joomla CMS. It's an open source GPL2, PHP, LAMP stack web content management system, to be extra precise.
So why build your own thing when the community is out there building it all for you, and you could customize it?
That's exactly it. So we had built our own originally and realized that it's much more productive to have a whole community building both the core of the CMS as well as extensions, so components, modules, plugins, and we could focus on our core competencies of integrating with web services, other types of database systems, business intelligence kind of work.
So how did you get hooked up with Microsoft doing this Azure stuff?
We met Microsoft at a CMS Expo. So for a number of years, there's been a conference in Evanston called CMS Expo.
Illinois?
In Evanston, Illinois. Thank you. We started speaking with Microsoft, and they informed us that they were reaching out to open source communities. And we were shocked just as much as you would expect that Microsoft is talking open source, using the word GPL.
A lot of people are shocked by that. The last few years, there's been a ton of movement in that direction for Microsoft.
It's huge, but at the time, it was brand new. And we were thrilled to hear it, but we just didn't know where to go with that. So we thought, well, why not? We have plenty of mid- to enterprise-sized clients. They probably would like to see Joomla working on top of their Microsoft stacks and environments. So we worked on a number of tools to make sure that Joomla would run well on top of the IIS PHP stack with MySQL, and have been working on integrating SQL Server as well into that stack and environment.
SQL Server integrates with Joomla. I guess I don't know enough about Joomla to know that. I always assumed it's just set on top of MySQL.
Joomla 3.4 will completely support SQL Server.
Interesting. I did not know that.
And that is scheduled to be released September 15th.
Okay. Might be about the time that this is released, the show is released.
Perfect.
You've been working actually with the Azure team too.
Correct. So as part of integrating on the typical sort of Microsoft stack, we've been working with the Azure team to make it very easy to deploy Joomla, currently with just MySQL, both via Azure and the web app gallery inside of WebMatrix. So it's a one-click, get-up-and-go process from, in the case of Azure, from when you choose what kind of web instance you want. So you select a web instance in Azure, and you can choose a number of software applications to pre-load on your web instance, and Joomla is one of them.
Okay, so I've been there. There's a section of Azure called Websites.
Websites,
and
correct.
And you click New Website from Gallery, and then you can select, WordPress, Drupal, a lot of .NET ones, DOSBlog, and .NET Nuke, and things like that. One of them, of course, is Joomla.
Correct.
And you wrote that piece?
So Arc Technology Group is the firm, is sort of the official handler of the Joomla package for the websites, yes.
Interesting.
So we've been working on maintaining that for 2 years probably already. Started with Joomla 2.5, and then now Joomla 3 and the 3.0 series going forward.
I was just looking at it a few minutes ago. I noticed that it just says Joomla. It doesn't say the version number. Is it just always the latest
version? Always latest version number, correct.
Okay.
Joomla 2.5 is still supported, but really to get the best bang for your buck, you should be using the latest version of Joomla.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you help write this code?
Yes.
Tell me about the challenges in getting this thing running on Azure and on IIS.
So, there's two components. One is making sure that, as we go forward, that the database works correctly. So Joomla in 2.5 and more fully in 3 built out a database abstraction layer that's easier to hook in to any kind of drivers that exist. Mm. So our goal in that was making sure that any of the core code that has been there for years is not referencing MySQL explicitly.
I see.
There's always accidental snippets throughout very long projects that you want to make sure are following the new paradigm.
So when you found those, did you contribute that back into the open source project?
Correct. So we've contributed that back, cleaned up the drivers, cleaned up install scripts, cleaned up just a lot of places where the existing functionality wasn't completely compatible with how SQL Server needed it to be done. So those all those changes will be in a Joomla 3.4.
Okay.
On the SQL Server side. And then for packaging...
That's the September 15th release.
Correct.
Okay, all right.
And then on the Azure side, it's building out the package and the install script. So there's Joomla has a lot of configuration options, and we want to make sure that it works easily within the Microsoft Azure interface and the web matrix interface. So you can easily now just drop in your site name, your admin name, your password, your MySQL database username and password. Click done, and you're done. And on Web Matrix, it's great. It's going to load up a local site for you that's Joomla and done and ready. And on Azure, you have now a cloud-based Joomla install.
Okay. So I actually literally just minutes ago, I went through the Joomla. I didn't create the site, but I went through the wizard, and it's just like you described. It asks you the name of the site, create a MySQL database. I think it was you had to give a password to the admin user.
Correct.
Just a few simple questions. And then it runs some packages that performs that magic for you, and now you've got something actually deployed out to Azure. What is it in Web Matrix? Is Web Matrix, are you creating something locally, or are you creating something out on a server?
You can do it both ways, because Web Matrix integrates, obviously, with Azure, so you can build it out locally and just hit the deploy button, and it'll deploy out to an Azure install.
Is that calling the same packages, then, as you would do if you were just deploying it directly from Azure, from the portal?
In the case, the way Web Matrix is doing it, it's copying whatever you have locally into a web instance on Azure.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Joomla, open source, PHP, MySQL, running on Microsoft Azure. Any other stuff that you're doing integrating with Microsoft?
So one of the things we've just released and will be accepted into the Joomla extensions directory and available to the public, we feel, I think, by the end of certainly by the end of August, if not in a week or so, that... we've integrated Joomla file management with Azure Blob Storage. So you can create a container in the Azure Blob Storage, add your blobs, and now you have real high volume, high availability file storage that's not sitting on your local web install. Future enhancements will expand on the CDN aspects of that, creating accounts, and we look to... this year as well, make that a core contribution. So right now, this is just going to be a separate extension. It'll be called Loft J for Azure. And then we're going to try to roll that into the core file manager, so you'll be able to access Azure Blob Storage as you would any other file.
Interesting. Is that so if I'm not hosted on Azure, can I still access Azure Blob Storage through this extension?
If you have a Azure Blob Storage account, yes. So you don't actually have to have your website on Azure. The core website on Azure, you can run it on some LAMP stack somewhere else and just set up your Blob Storage account and still link to that and utilize all the features and functionality of Azure Blob Storage.
Interesting. Now, what's the use case for that? Is this if I want to store all my images in Blob Storage?
Correct.
And just instead of image having image as point to a file on disk, they just pull them out of Blob Storage?
Exactly. Pull it out of Blob Storage. It's cheaper. It's faster. And it's
scalable. It's
very, very scalable. So, you know.
What about videos?
You can absolutely put video. So any kind. Oh wait. So any kind of media that you'd really expect,
the gears
utilization. You can just drop it into Azure Blob Storage, and Microsoft also has obviously the Azure Media Services that'll help you.
Very cool.
Stream that out.
Anything else?
That's all we're doing. What we're doing with Microsoft and Azure for the moment.
For the moment. Okay, so maybe if I talk to you a year from now, we'll have some more news?
If you talk to us probably in 6 months from now, we'll probably have more news.
Okay,
it's been a wonderful platform. Some of our key clients utilize it for insanely high volume transactions, financial transactions and services and media. So it's really been a success for us. We've been thrilled to use it.
All right, do you have a web presence?
www.arctg.com.
Robert, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, David. Joomla is an open source community that focuses on content management technology. One of the greatest assets is all the friends you can make.